As a chapter for Mishnah 5, Nizrak ale echad min hadamim. So what happens if now it's like really advanced stages? So she finishes her term of Nazirus, and then they've sacrificed one of the offerings. She's got to bring three offerings. So she comes to the temple, she sacrifices one of the offerings, and they spray the blood of the offering on the altar. And now the husband wants to revoke her vow. I mean, at this late stage of the game, you know, like right at the death, excuse the pun, right at the death, he wants to revoke her vow. So says the Mishnah, Eina Yachol Lahafer. So according to the first opinion, he's not allowed to revoke her vow. And why? Because, explains the Kati, that once they've sprinkled the blood of one offering, she's allowed to eat, she's allowed to drink wine. And she's allowed to become unclean by corpse cleanliness. And so it no longer constitutes a vow entailing physical discomfort. And a husband can only annul a vow of physical discomfort. So the minute they've done one spraying of blood, that's it. He can't revoke her vow anymore. That's past that stage. Rabbi Kiva Omer, afilu nishchata ale achas mikol habamis. It says even before they spray the blood, says Rabbi Akiva, even if they've just shechted one of the korbanos, he can no longer revoke the vow.
But can he only revoke it on the day that she makes it?
On the day he hears.
Oh, he hears.
So if he's just hurt. Okay. And why is he just hurt? Because he goes to the temple and he spots his wife bringing the Nazirus offerings. So Rabbi Akiva says even earlier, even if they've just shechted the animal, at that point, he can't revoke the vow. He can't revoke it. And why can't he revoke it? So it brings over here in the Kati because of the waste of sacrifice. In other words, this isn't a Torah thing. He can't revoke the vow or not revoke the vow. The wine prohibition is still in force to her. But he can't revoke it because once they've shechted the sacrifice, the rabbis didn't want the sacrifice to go to waste. So rabbinically, says Rabbi Akiva, he can't revoke her vow anymore. We wanted to now bring the rest of the sacrifices. What are we talking about? Tiglachas atahara, where she's going through the tiglachas of cleanliness, meaning that she's finished the Nazirus period properly. It's a normal finishing up of the Nazirus period. Tiglachas hatuma, but if it's a tuma case, remember, if she's a Nazira and she becomes tame, she has to bring the offerings. And then start the Nazirus again. So in that case over there, Yefer, he can annul the vow. Why can he annul it? Obviously, because she's about to restart the process. So there is a, does affect the relationship between them. He can say, I don't want my wife being like Manuval. You know, I don't want her not drinking wine and not shaving, etc. So he can revoke that vow. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, after Tiglachas Atahara, even when it comes to the Tiglachas of Tahara, Yefer, he can annul it after the sprinkling wash, but so he explains that after she sprinkles the blood, what's the next thing she's going to do? She's going to bring the other korbanos, but then she's going to shave. So he can say, I don't want my wife with a shaved head. I don't want her to shave. I don't want a bald wife. So therefore, he could even at that point revoke her vow and put a stop to the whole thing. So it brings over here the machlokas between him and the Tanakama. According to the Tanakama, husband doesn't mind if his wife is bald because she can wear a wig. She can still wear a shaitel. But according to Rebbe, at the end, the husband can say he doesn't like the wig. He doesn't want his wife to shave and wear a wig. So at that point, he's still able to revoke her vow. Yeah. So I just saw quickly in the Rambam, he paskins like the opinion that says, after spraying of the blood, he can no longer revoke her vow. So the minute, so if she's just shechted her first sacrifice, he can still revoke the vow. We don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. But the minute they've sprinkled the blood of the first sacrifice, he can no longer revoke her vow. So he can't claim that I don't like my wife bald. That's not enough. She's allowed to go through with the rest of the ceremony.